Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
George Barna is our special guest today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and George Barna is the founder of the Barna Group. It's a market research firm that specializes in religious beliefs and behaviors of Americans and the intersection of faith and culture, and he also has a program called the American Culture and Faith Institute that focuses specifically on the intersection of faith and culture. So welcome to Faith and Freedom, George.
Great to be with you, Matt.
You have recently released the results of a survey, a research summary, in February of 2017, and it's a highlight of the American Culture Faith Institute's Worldview Measurement Project. Tell us about this particular information in the survey results.
Well, as we look at the state of American culture, we know that it needs to be transformed. We need to become a more God-honoring country. But in order to do that, we're trying to research a lot of different elements of what makes a culture what it becomes. And certainly one of the most foundational of those elements is the worldview of the people who comprise that culture. Everybody has a worldview. The question is, which one do they have? We all have one because a worldview is the way that we try to make sense of the world around us. It's kind of a mental filter or the personal structure that we have that enables us to understand and interpret and respond to reality. So what we are trying to do in this particular set of surveys was to figure out how many American adults have what would be called a biblical worldview. And that's a way of understanding and interpreting and responding to the world around us based on biblical principles.
Well, in this particular survey, the research, it's the largest national worldview survey ever conducted by the American Culture and Faith Institute, which is a division of United in Purpose. It included 1,000 interviews with adults 18 plus nationally, 4,500 interviews with spiritually active, governance-engaged Christian conservatives, 500 interviews with theologically conservative pastors of Protestant churches, 40 worldview questions, 20 regarding religious beliefs, 20 regarding behavior, 3 separate scores related to or created regarding biblical belief score, biblical behavior score, and integrated disciple score. And we're going to get to some of those scores because some of the results that you found in this largest study ever conducted by the American Culture and Faith Institute are frankly startling and may be surprising to some of our listeners. So let's jump right into the biblical belief score. What is it? And give us some results of what you found.
Yeah, in the course of the research, we wanted to measure both beliefs and behavior. We know that we do what we believe. Beliefs matter a lot because they determine our behavior. But we also wanted to measure behavior because we know that a lot of times we'll say we believe something. Sometimes we're even trying to convince ourselves that we believe something. But the only way you know if you really believe it is by seeing if your behavior fits with what it is that you say you believe. So we had 20 questions on beliefs, 20 on behavior. The belief score nationally, biblical belief score, was 10% of adults having strong biblical beliefs. Now, what that meant was that out of the 20 belief questions, at least 16 of those were answered in a way that would be consistent with biblical perspectives. So that's an awfully low score. There's never been a study that's approached things quite this way. So we have no other marks of comparison. This particular survey will be repeated every February. It'll be a benchmark. But 10% is really quite low.
It's quite low, meaning that of the 20 questions on biblical beliefs, what you believe, those 10% had to answer 16 or more in a certain way to be categorized as the 10%, meaning that 90% answered less than 16, or we'll get into some of the other numbers, but give me an example of some of these 20 questions that someone would have to respond to regarding their biblical beliefs.
Yeah, I think it's really important because some people heard about this study and they said, oh my gosh, it's a theology test. You know, I never went to seminary. Well, this is really kind of a Bible 101 quiz, if anything. And so there are questions about whether or not you believe that the Bible says that people are basically good, how it is that you identify whether or not you're successful in life, whether you believe the Bible is totally accurate in the principles that it teaches, whether you believe that Jesus lived a sinless life, does Satan actually exist, or is he just a symbol of evil? Do you believe that the Holy Spirit exists, or is the Holy Spirit simply a symbol of God's presence or power? Would you define God as the all-powerful, all-knowing creator of the universe who still rules it today? It was these kinds of very fundamental questions that we were asking people. And as you say, if you got at least 16 out of the 20 biblically correct, then you had a strong score. But 9 out of 10 people did not qualify.
As you drill down into the substance of the results, this 10% on its face is startling. But when you go through the actual questions, those are basic questions that you don't have to have any real theological training. Those are questions that you would learn from young in church or early on in your Christian walk. So for 9 out of 10 not to get 16 or more of those questions correct is even more startling.
Well, and you raise something that's really important and interesting. You know, you mentioned that this is the kind of stuff you would get as a kid if you were in Sunday school or you know, in some kind of Christian education class. You're absolutely right. And that's important because we also know from this and other research I've been doing on worldview over the last 20 years that a person's worldview is developed primarily between the ages of 18 months old and 13 years old. By the time you reach 13, your worldview is almost fully formed. During your teen years, it tends to be refined a little bit. And then by the time you reach your 20s, you essentially become an evangelist for your own worldview. You think you've got it all figured out. You want others to follow you and believe the same way you do. So you're exactly right. These are very basic biblical precepts.
Early shaping of that young person's life, and what you just said, 18 months to 13 years, is that same critical time frame. It's no wonder why our youth at that early end of the spectrum are under attack. Some of these other scores, you've got 24% have moderate biblical beliefs. That means they had to answer 9 to 15 of the 20 questions correctly. 35% have below average biblical beliefs, 4 to 8 of the 20 items, and 31% have minimal biblical beliefs. That's one-third, essentially, of this group. That means three or less. They either got 1, 2, or 3 questions of the 20 correct, 31%. That is literally, you know, for pastors and people listening to this program right now, it's a call to action.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to how basic these kinds of questions were, and then you look at the scale, what you discover is that almost 7 out of 10 Americans couldn't even answer half of these 20 items correctly. And I'm hoping that that's going to be a wake-up call to us, that whatever it is that we've been doing to try to teach people about the Bible, it's not working very well. We've got to take a different approach.
And again, going back to the people that you surveyed, these are 1,000 interviews with adults 18 and above, so these are not, you know, minors. And then 4,500 interviews with spiritually active, governance-engaged Christian conservatives. You would think that that would really tip the scales the right way, and yet you got 31% having minimal beliefs. Well, our guest today is George Barnum. He is the founder of the Barna Group. Also, he is working with United in Purpose to work on the intersection of faith and culture through the American Culture and Faith Institute. You can go to the website culturefaith.com. That's culturefaith.com for this and other information. This is a call to action for those of you who are listening, pastors and and other Christians. It's a call for us to get into the Word of God and to teach the Word of God. For more information regarding Liberty Counsel and some of the resources that we provide, you can go to our website at lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.